Good morning.
Thank you very much for jumping on our call. Only minutes away from opening for your book sale. So tell us a little about the Bundaberg Central Rotary Club's annual book sale, which is happening, as I say, in a few moments' time.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're looking forward to opening the doors soon. This is a book sale which the club's been doing for about 15 years now.
Wow.
It came with an idea from a librarian at the time, Sue Gammon, who was a Rotarian, who said, look, there are all these books going to waste. Why don't we make some money out of them? Mm-hmm. And we got together that idea, the resources provided by some very generous Rotarians in terms of storing the books and things like that, and we started a sale, and the tradition has gone ever since, except for one year when obviously COVID intervened. We raise money for the club, for the club's work in Bundaberg, around Queensland, around Australia and around the world. A percentage of the money goes back to the Bundaberg Regional Library, which supplies many of the books, and they use that money for their literacy projects.
That was going to be my next question, is where do you get your supply of books? So obviously from the library. Do you get other donations as well?
We do. Yep. People don't realise, but the libraries are constantly refreshing their collections. They're getting rid of books that aren't borrowed. They're getting rid of books that are borrowed because they get a bit tatty and they get new copies. Mm-hmm. There are a whole lot of reasons why libraries refresh their collections. Those books are a valuable resource, and we're able to turn those books into money. It's also, of course, a literacy project. This is... we regard this as both a fundraiser and a literacy project. Literacy is one of Rotary International's main areas of focus, and we're very happy that this is not just a fundraiser, but it's a literacy project. At the end of the weekend, there will be thousands and thousands more books in Bundaberg homes than there were at the start.
Well, it obviously seems that books are becoming more popular because we've got electronic devices where you can read a book, but there's nothing, well, I don't think anyway, there's nothing better than just sitting down, be it a children's book if you've got kids or grandkids, or an adult book where you can sit down, have a cup of coffee with a Tim Tam or whatever it may be, and just get into a really good book.
Yeah, look, the people have been predicting the death of the book for, you know, a couple of decades now, but people still love to have that physical book in their hands. People come here to the book sale because they want to find books by a particular author, or you know, non-fiction books on a particular subject, or they want to get books for their kids or grandchildren. And people just still love books, and we find that very exciting. It's fantastic, Daniel, when you see a family arrive and the kids run to the children's section. You know, they're off to find the best books that they can, and that's very exciting.
Of course, absolutely. And then all of a sudden they go, Mum, can I have this one? 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 And all of a sudden they're walking away with the library.
That's right. Look, we've had in our, I think, very first or second book sale, I had one young girl who was 8 then, so she'd be a grown woman now. But she was there with her grandmother, and her grandmother had allocated $50 for books, and we sell books from 50 cents to $1, $2 and up. And she came back to the checkout with a pile of books higher than she was.
Wow.
And she looked at me and said, I'm going to read all those. And I said, oh, darling, I bet you will. So those are the sort of stories that come out of this project, which are much more than just about raising money, which is important in itself.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a win-win situation in that sense.
Now, it opens from 9 o'clock, so literally only minutes away. Give us the hours today, tomorrow, and also on Sunday.
So it's a long day today, 9 till 7 in the evening. We like to give people a chance to come after work if they want to on a Friday evening. Tomorrow, Saturday, will be 9 until 3 in the afternoon. Sunday, 9 until 1 in the afternoon. We need to give ourselves some time to pack up the books that aren't sold and get them back to the shed. So, 9 till 7 today, 9 till 3 tomorrow, and 9 till 1 on Sunday.
Now, the obvious question, the hardest question of all, whereabouts is it?
So we're in the pavilion, the brand spanking new pavilion at the Bundaberg Recreational Precinct. It was under construction last year when we were here, but it's looking fantastic now with a nice kitchen. We sell food and drink, sausage and bread and scones and jam and cream and all of those sort of things to people so they can actually sit down and start reading their books before they even leave with a cup of tea. And the place is looking just fantastic. So, yeah, the brand new pavilion at the Bundaberg Recreational Precinct.
Well, you've mentioned scones, jam and cream, so I'm there.
it's very popular. We make sure the checkouts are just near the food so people smell it and are encouraged
smart
to
marketing.
Sit down. And that's right. But people love it. People, kids, as you said, kids find their favourite thing and they want to sit down and go through the books even before they leave the building. We're very happy for that to happen.
Ross, really do appreciate your time this morning. I'll leave you be because, as I say, the doors will open very soon.
All right, mate. I appreciate your interest. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Rod Pedersen joining us, the coordinator for the Bundaberg Central Rotary Club's annual book sale happening literally in a few moments' time. It's 13:32, 4BU. We're going to catch up with Brendan very soon. He's out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine.